7.1.
And you're listening to 100% Homegrown. And we have got Michael Simic from Music New South Wales on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Lee. How are you going?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for...
That's a bit of a party in the studio.
Yeah. I really love that at the end of that song. It sort of goes quiet and you think, oh, you know, it's run over, it's run time, and then they all have a celebrate there. So I usually hold out and just cheer as well.
Fantastic.
Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us on 100% Homegrown.
Well, it's good to be here, and it's exciting launching the next artist of the month.
Yeah, it sure is. We've had a chat to Ross Webb. What a terrific guy. What a lineup of songs that he has. We've played everything from Cowgirl Angel to the song about his grandfather, Old Bill.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that he's... you're getting an exclusive premiere of the new album, which isn't out yet. It's exclusive to Island FM, which is brilliant.
Oh, isn't that great? And, you know, Ross was saying it's been a really tricky time to try and organise an album launch because at some point he wasn't even sure if he was allowed to have all of the band in one room at the same time.
Yeah, it's been a challenging time for everyone in different ways, and definitely musicians have felt the heat of that. It's been a pointy end for sure, you know, and you know, with my job at Music New South Wales, it's been, you know, it's been really difficult, but great to be able to be there to talk to artists, venues, people across the music industry in our region, and see where they're at and see how we can help resource them and support them, because it's certainly been what's been the most challenging time in the music industry that I've ever seen, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly has. I hope the end is in sight. Will people start to go back to live gigs now?
Yeah, well, it seems positive at the moment. Yeah, it seems from not the October 11th, but from October the 18th. It's whether to some degree it depends on how venues want to interpret the rules. Some are going to be gung-ho wanting to go back, and others are going to take their time, I suppose, you know.
Right.
But I think everyone knows that, you know, from Monday, if you're double vaxxed, there's a whole lot more things you can do. And then from 18th of October, like, venues can have people and can have, and it's back to the sort of 4 square metre rule inside, 2 square metre rule outside.
Mm.
And then, you know, as everyone's probably heard, there's quite a lot of flexibility coming in from the 1st of December. So I think it'll be gently with most music venues, just seeing how the everything goes, you know, and it's been such a long time not being able to put on shows, so we'll just have to see how it goes, but certainly from later November people can do it if they would like to.
Right. And do you think, because we've sort of had to switch modes a bit, and I know some of the local concerts have been, you know, sit down around the table sort of things and reduced numbers, do you think that that's something that, you know, people actually didn't think that they wanted it, but now they know that it's enjoyable, they would like that?
It's a really interesting point, Lee. I think there's definitely something beautiful in a sit-down gig, particularly if you're talking about songwriters where someone like Ross Webb, where the lyrics are really key to the songs as well as them being great melodic songs. The kind of intimacy that you can get with a performer through that complete focus is a wonderful thing. And, of course, we all love to dance and sing and do all that stuff as well as we can, but while we can't, it, rather than being sad about what we don't have, I reckon there is definitely a discovery there. And I know myself and a lot of other artists I've worked with have been doing shows in theatres and sit-down style gigs for years, and that there's shows like that can be just as people can be having a really big emotional experience even if they're just sitting there, you know. And learning as an artist how to interpret that people actually are really responding even if they're not, you know, jumping up and down and yelling.
Yeah, that's really interesting from the artist's point of view, because from the audience, you certainly feel like you get to know the artist a bit more than when the room is crowded, and you know, it's probably a bit more relaxed, so the artist, you know, talks a little bit more, and you feel like you've actually, you know, been and gotten to know that artist and what drives them and stories behind the song sometimes, whereas, you know, I guess you at other times you just want to keep the punters jumping up and down.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, for me, I know that a lot of music and art that I love is about vulnerability and connection, you know, and it's about that human connection. So that's something we've all missed so much during lockdown that I think even getting to sit and have that intimate connection with artists telling their personal stories is a pretty incredible thing. And then, you know, when we can dance, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's terrific. And so, yeah, we've had a chat to Ross, and he's we've gone through, you know, some of these songwriting process, and such an interesting start to his musical career. He basically said that one of his mates invited him up onto the stage to, you know, you should be getting into this. Isn't that a great way, you know, to get started on his musical journey?
Yeah, I love it. And it's actually, it's great the way he also become a kind of, he's an emerging artist in his mid-career sort of age group, you know, and I think that's a wonderful kind of example. But really, age doesn't matter. It's about your passion for what you're doing and what you have to say and how, and he I think he's a great, you know, I mean, obviously last month we had Izzy Capo, who's amazing at the other end of where she's 16 and you know, at the very start, but she has been writing songs for over 4 years. You know, she's actually, you know, she's incredible. But you know, in an interesting way, you know, Ross is at a similar stage of, he's just about to release his first album. He's had about a bunch of singles, but I love that idea that, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, you've got something that you can share with people. I think that's a really good thing to remember.
That's well put, Michael. That's great. It's one of the things that I love about, you know, local musicians and telling stories through song. And, you know, sometimes if you've got a few clicks on the clock, you're more able to, you know, talk about some of those harder topics through your song as well.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, he Cowboy Angel, that beautiful song he wrote, was about a girl who committed suicide through, you know, pressure that she'd felt through social media and other things. And it was a really sad story that obviously really affected him. And for him to be able to share that, wonderful. I mean, you know, it's obviously we'd prefer if we didn't have to share a story like that, but these things exist, they happen. And I think one of the roles of artists is to help us navigate through these difficult emotional things that we're all going to face something in life that we don't want to, and that's really hard. And I know for me, music has helped me so much through things like that. You know, whether it's listening to mellow music that just calms me, or whether it's listening to lyricists that go really deep. You know, and like we were saying before, I love great rhythmic party music too, but there's room for all of it, really, isn't there? You know,
there certainly is. Yeah, we're really.
That's why you play it all on your show.
we do. It's you know, some people say, you know, oh, what genre of music, you know, do you like? And I just can't pick one. I like them all. I agree with you. There's a time and a place for all of the of the music, but I really do like, you know, the local Australian stories, and you know, keeping it alive through song is I think, you know, something pretty special.
100%. You know, I mean, there's always going to be room for everyone hearing the classic hits they've grown up with, and that's why shows like 100% Homegrown are so good, because we all do want to hear contemporary Australian stories too, but people don't always know how to find them, you know. And so the fact that you give voice to that on your show twice a week is incredible, because gives access to music that people might not find. And I think the Artist of the Month initiative is a great thing for that too, where, you know, at the end, from the start of September to the end of start of October, a whole lot more people know Izzy Capo's music now.
Yeah.
And the same will go for Ross Webb. And it's this wonderful way of actually giving artists a platform who really deserve it, who are working hard.
Yeah.
But I think we all understand that everyone's so busy trying to just keep all the balls in the air, they can't necessarily do all the research to find out about new artists. So we can do a bit of that guesswork for them. And
oh yeah, we love discovering these new artists and their music, and you know, all of the presenters at Highland FM are behind it, and you know, give airtime to their songs, and hopefully, you know, Ross will see a real pickup in his profile. Hope so.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's a good thing leading up to his album release too.
Yeah.
And I was going to say too, you know, that's one of the things that we do with Music New South Wales with our Spotify playlists as well, that we're updating them every month. Like, and I curate the one for Southern Tablelands, Southern Highlands and Shoalhaven region. And we put 10 new songs each month, but there's 6 other regional music offices as part of Music New South Wales. So there's 7 different playlists there that you can listen to music from all around the state that you might not discover otherwise, and there's such great stuff on there, you know, and it's been a really fun part of the job doing, actually discovering what artists are out there and giving them a platform, and then, you know, then obviously we can take certain ones from that to give more of a profile on Island FM.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a link to the Music New South Wales Spotify playlist on our website at highlandfm.org.au. If you find your way to Artist of the Month and you'll find a link to the Music New South Wales Spotify playlist, put it in your favourites and keep supporting our new and emerging musicians that way.
Awesome. So good doing this with you, Lee. It's really, it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, it's terrific, Michael. Thanks so much for jumping online and having a chat, and we'll probably catch up with you next month.
Sounds good.